Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm going to check in on our Oakwin Heart Jewelers talk and text line right now. Got some of you guys out there wanting to chime in. You can as well. 504-260-1870. Seeing Pierre and Metairie on the line. Want to talk about Chenal's ejection from that finale. What you got today, Pierre?
That was just, you never knew, you didn't know what you were looking at as just as it was happening. Before the tournament started, I was thinking, you know, if something really bad ever happened to Jay Johnson, would I want Kevin Chenal as my LSU coach? And initially, I thought he would be a good fit. Now, absolutely not. That guy seems to have a problem with respect. He doesn't respect other people. While he's talking about how other people are not respecting him, he's talking about, you know, I'm an adult man and I'm being talked down to by the umpire or something along those lines. You know, when you're dealing as a professional, he's a professional, you're dealing with a game that your players are counting on you to be at your best as well. He's the one who totally forgot how to deal with umpires.
Yeah, Pierre, I agree. You don't really love to see that. That's something that we kind of just have to... I'll give him the benefit of the doubt for the suspension. That was kind of total BS, if I'm going to just be outright with it.
There was no bumping of the other up, right?
Yeah, but that's just, you know, the ump's kind of getting that ego that we talked about. But
hey, man, we see it. Sometimes your temper gets the best of you in some situations.
His ejection was kind of fair. I hate to say it.
Now we're going to join by D1Baseball.com SEC writer Mark Etheridge on the line. Mark, what a wild time in Omaha. How you been doing, man?
Yeah, wasn't that quite a week for LSU? I mean, just going from, you know, having to face Arkansas twice, and Arkansas is really good, and LSU to be able to come through that one, especially with the way that wild one ended.
Yeah.
To get to the finals. And then you had the Cade Anderson legacy game, right? I mean, he had so many great games before, but boy, did he go out on a high note with a 1-0 win, you know, on Saturday. And then Sunday, you had all the excitement. I heard some of the lead in, you know, from your last caller, just all of the excitement, we'll call it, from the first inning, with the quick ejection, within LSU coming out and getting, you know, a great start from Ianson, and then, you know, Chase Shores being able to follow it up and be the guy that they hoped he would be all year. And boy, at the moment, with the season on the line, with the championship in grasp, he was just incredible. And that you got to love it for a guy who kind of went through a lot of ups and downs, tons of talent. But Jay Johnson stuck with him, man, and kept putting him into key situations. And boy, did it pay off at the optimal moment.
You mentioned there with Cade Anderson, simply epic performance in that first game. Uh-huh. And you never, you know, in case you were, I don't know, not a huge college baseball fan or just a baseball fan in general, I don't know of a much more exciting 1-0 game that I've ever seen, but just Cade Anderson solidifying him at least being a top 3 pick in the upcoming MLB draft as well.
You know, he's really had an interesting arc, because you recall last year, he was a midweek guy, and he pitched pretty well in midweek, and then they put him in an SEC play in a weekend, and didn't really go that well. And you wondered what would happen. You know, this fall he was really good, but until you prove it, you don't really know. So then, you know, SEC play starts, and he's really good, but then – you know, a lot of guys are good, you know, the first couple of weeks, and then the book gets out on you, and you aren't as good. But one thing he did, when he added that changeup, it became a difference maker for him. And you saw it, certainly you saw it Sunday or Saturday, but you saw it all year, where he had that extra pitch that he didn't have a year ago, and it just really changed changed that. I think the other part for him is instead of going to the Cape, instead of going to play summer ball, he worked on his body. He got bigger and stronger, and certainly he was throwing mid-90s at the end of this game. It's just to demonstrate just how you know, how strong he become. You know, he's not a really big physical guy, but boy, was he in great shape and was able to hold his velocity through the end of the game. And he's at, you know, a high, you know, get to the end of your run, you're at 120 something pitches and you're still throwing in at just like you are in the first inning. It just goes to show what a great job of preparation he's done during the off season to, you know, you always think about, okay, what's your motivation when you're working out, right? I want to be in the College World Series, the final game, and here I am in the ninth inning, and I'm doing this just for this moment. And boy, did it pay off! Just the tip of the cap to that kid who really became, you know, went from a good player to an absolute legend this season for LSU.
Yeah, Mark, we were also talking about the kind of players that have played up to the competition that the Tigers are playing earlier in the year. You know, SEC tournament, they were kind of playing down at times, but, you know, Milam, Jones, one in particular at the plate, not so much, but just everywhere else, Michael Braswell. I think he is the unsung hero of what they've done defensively at times against some of the best hitting countries in the team. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it was really cool how the LSU fan base embraced him in Omaha. I mean, he went from a guy, he obviously struggling at the plate, but he ended up holding his own in Omaha. He had a few hits and some clutch hits at that. And then defensively, I mean, he was a difference maker. You know, usually you think about a third baseman, a lot of times they're in there for offense and they can be sometimes a liability defensively, but boy, he was just the opposite, man. I mean, he made several great plays, and against Coastal, who likes to bunt, he was a deterrent. After he made a couple of plays early, it's like, I don't know that we want to try that again. And I think that took it, you know, that was a big, you know, a mental aspect of just taking away something that Coastal was really good at. I think the other thing, you know, with Braswell, with Dickinson, who played, I saw a report where he had a broken bone in his hand.
Wow, right.
And he's still out there playing every day, and you couldn't tell it, right? I mean, he's certainly had a great week and was really good defensively, swung the bat well. You know that had to hurt. Just a lot of toughness. Just that, you know, it kind of reminds me of when Jace LaViolette in Hoover, you know, he broke his ring finger and then had surgery on it and then went out the next day and played. And the whole time you're thinking about when he swings that bat, you know it's going to hurt. And that's what Dickinson was having to deal with, too. A similar kind of deal is, you know, you want to make contact, but when you do, oh, boy, you got to brace for it because it's gonna send that shiver right up your arm.
Man, you mentioned tough, and that was Jay Johnson's basically said mantra of this team, tough and together. Just, I don't know what else we can say about Coach Johnson, but just seems like a great dude to have leading the way. I know just still fairly young, 48, 49 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And has now won, you know, two national championships at LSU in the 4 years he's been there. And, of course, fans now dreaming of what's to come, and could he eventually surpass the great Skip Bertman?
Yeah. I mean, the thing about Jay, and I mean, he's just so consumed with college baseball.
Yeah.
And I've talked to every SEC head baseball coach since 1999. I mean, I've talked to everybody. And when you speak to him, if he wasn't coaching, he'd probably be doing what I'm doing, right? And just talking about the game. He's so consumed with it and loves it so much. And I feel like he's just because, you know, with player acquisition, with how he composes his roster, all of the mental aspects to get the most out of players, like the whole deal with Chase Shores, knowing that, hey, I've got to stick with this guy because if he figures it out, he's a game changer. And, you know, there were some low moments, you know, midseason where it didn't really look like Shores was going to be a key part of this team. And, but boy, he kept running him out there and it paid off. And I think that's what Jay does. I mean, he has a lot of good qualities, but I think one of the best things about his managerial style is he's able to get contributions from many guys. If you think about during the year, how many clutch pinch hits guys were able to come through? He just pushed the right button. And when you talk to other coaches around the league, that's what they praise him on, is just being is the in-game decision making. Which guy to go to? Which pitcher to when to pull the pitcher? Don't leave him in too long, or who to go to, or the pinch hit move, or the put the guy in motion move. He just seems to have a knack for that, and he makes it look easy, but it's not, because he's doing all this preparation to put him in position to make these decisions. And I mean, I'm so impressed with what he's done and what he'll continue to do. I mean, LSU's in great shape. Lose a ton off this team. I'm sure the draft, the draft loves LSU guys. I'm sure they'll get hit hard. But when you have that kind of coach in place and that kind of program, it's going to continue to kick butt. And I feel like, now the interesting part, while LSU's been in Omaha winning a title, a lot of the teams that they're competing with have been able to bring in recruits, transfer portal recruits, and try to restock the roster for next year. LSU's got to play catch up a little bit. So now, it's going to be really interesting this weekend what they're able to do, as we look ahead to next year as they try to defend this title.
Mark, you're going too ahead of the script, all right? The script we sent you before the show of what questions we were going to ask, because someone on our Oakland Heart Talk and text line texted in and said, can we talk about the potential returning team? It looks promising in 2026. Sure. So of the guys that are coming back, that we know are coming back, that are very likely to come back, what are you thinking so far? Are we making it two in a row?
Yeah. Well, I really love the pitching staff. I mean, Cason Evans gives you a legitimate guy who's done it. If he has any kind of
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The way Anderson did from freshman to sophomore year, you're talking about a really great guy, and he had a front row seat to it. Another guy, William Schmidt, one of the top recruits in the country last year, just a tremendous arm. I have to feel like he's going to be a weekend guy as well. Cooper Williams had a good year as a freshman, as did Maverick Rizzi. Had moments. Rizzi just has the stuff. I would love to see him in a closer kind of role. I think his his repertoire fits that really well. And perhaps Gavin Guidry, who missed the season with injury. They were working him to be a starter, after being a reliever earlier in his LSU career. Does he say no to the draft, and does he come back and try to be a starter and elevate his draft stock, for a huge year? And I have to believe LSU is going to bring in some pieces from the portal as well to kind of supplement that, along with their usual crop of great freshmen, assuming the draft leaves them alone. Offensively, it's going to be a little bit of a question. I mean, obviously, some great building blocks. Derek Curiel will be one of the best players in the country. I'm sure he'll be a preseason All-American next year. Jake Brown is a guy I'm really fond of. I feel like he's kind of teased us. He's had great moments. He just hasn't quite put it together according to his talent, and is certainly in there. I think his junior year, he's a guy who would be a breakout candidate and be one of these All-America types. And Stephen Milam, man, I mean, heading into the season, or really looking back even in the fall, I saw LSU play in the fall, and I felt like he was their best infielder, but he was playing a lot of second, and he was even playing some third along with short, and I just didn't know who was going to end up at shortstop. But boy, once they made the move, he embraced it, and by the end of the year, he was as good a defensive shortstop as you're going to find. And that's and then towards the end of the year, his bat picked up, and if he carries that momentum into next year, that gives him another big piece, as they head into the season. Anyway, other guys, Cade Aaron Beattie, really talented freshman catcher. LSU's going to be in great shape behind the plate there. Ashton Larson, I think, is another player who could, who was really good as a freshman. I guess it was in 24. kind of got squeezed out a little bit, but he's a really talented player. I mean, he could be back in the mix as well. And John Pearson's a guy they really like, who, you know, Josh's little brother, although he's a lot bigger than Josh, he had his moments at the plate, and I feel like he's going to have a role next year. So there's some pieces there, but I'm really fascinated to see, because, you know, we can all make predictions now, but what's it going to look like once the portal stuff solidifies and the draft is over, and we know who's coming back, who went pro, and see what these rosters look like. But yeah, I have no doubt, as long as Jay's there, LSU's going to be going to be right in the thick of things.
My question too, Mark, for you, do you think Nate Yeske's going to be around? He's been getting a ton of praise, obviously, for the job he's done with this LSU staff. Are any teams going to be come a call and trying to poach him as their next head coach?
Well, certainly when you have such a big role in the national title, and you look at what LSU was able to do with the jumps that Cade Anderson made from freshman to sophomore, and then you look at what Anthony Ianson did from, say, February, March until now, right, or really the last, say, 6 weeks of the season. I mean, he was just the involvement he made, that was incredible to watch. So I feel like when you have that sort of impact on a team that ends up having this much success, certainly you're going to get noticed. I do think that, you know, we thought Josh Jordan was going to be in play for the Duke job. That did not happen. And honestly, Duke just wasn't going to pay enough for Jordan to walk away from just a great situation now. And I feel like Yeske's in a similar spot. I mean, you're in a, you know, you're one of the top assistants at one of the top programs in the country. You're getting paid very well. You're probably going to get a little bump after the excellent job they did this year. And then, so somebody coming in, even for a head coaching position, is going to have to give you a really strong offer, both from a financial standpoint, but also just from a program resources standpoint, to make you want to take that move, to move away from a place you're really comfortable and you're set up for success, to move off somewhere else. So, yeah, I mean, everybody at some point will leave, but it's going to take a really strong offer, you know, to get either one of those guys to take a move.
Mark, always appreciate your time and all the great work you do. Appreciate you joining us this season, helping us break down this LSU baseball team. It has been a heck of a run for them, bringing home another national title, 8 for the Tigers, and can't wait to see the celebration on Wednesday. It'll be Wednesday night at Alec Box Stadium. Thank you, Mark, for joining us tonight.
Absolutely, guys. It was certainly a lot of fun following this LSU team this year. Take care.
Awesome stuff. Mark Etheridge, D1Baseball.com's SEC writer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.